Carlton Irving is from Te Whakatohia and has joined Taka Whai Ora as its Chief Clinical Officer, Allied Health. Carlton's had nigh on 20 years of experience in the ambulance sector working as a paramedic. And as a critical care flight paramedic within the ambulance sector, he's developed employment pathways to increase the Māori workforce, as well as developed national initiatives around cultural safety, and also helped to establish and later chaired the Māori Advisory Group for Hātohune, St John. 5 or so years ago, he was, in fact 3 years ago, appointed as the chair of Te Konehira Manapo, the Paramedic Council. And now he's with us to talk about his mahi within Taka Whai Ora. And I thank you for joining us, Carlton. Tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnā.
Oh, tēnā koe anō, dae o.
Kia ora. Mihi atu kia koe, brother. Thanks so much, Carlton. Well, neat to have somebody with your level of experience involved here in Te Ako Whai Ora. Maybe you could just tell us what you're expected to do as the Chief Clinical Officer, Allied Health. What does that role entail?
Kia ora. So it's really, so coming back a sec, Allied Health is the largest opportunity for Māori. There's 80 career pathways that we know of that sit within Allied Health. So my role is looking at how we're keeping our Māori whānau safe in those roles, in their workspaces. What are we doing around retention? What are we doing around recruitment? And where are the opportunities within this large sphere for us to improve Māori health outcomes? So that, in a nutshell, that's the role. On the focuses in the role I'm doing, the key things I think are those primary parts are growing a Māori workforce, targeting improving Māori health outcomes, and looking at where are the gaps that we can help fill. Because that's the wonderful thing about Allied Health and being a paramedic. Having spoken to you before about this, you know, paramedics are sort of this out-of-hospital Swiss Army knife of healthcare that can do a bit of everything to help plug the gaps. We've got a lot of gaps in our health system, and wonderfully, that's the role of Allied Health, is to help come in and fill need across the healthcare system. So when we look at a patient's journey from when they get sick all the way through to their rehab, huge parts of that, anyone that doesn't call themselves a midwife, a nurse, a doctor or a dentist, they are Allied Health. Your physios, your pharmacists, your paramedics, your speech and language therapists, occupational therapists, oral health technicians, tamia, mental health providers, all of that sits within my sphere, and they're all the areas that we touch in Allied Health are really, really crucial to improving Māori health outcomes. So that's the role. That's what I'm taking on, and I'm really excited about it.
And you speak really well of it. It sounds like a coach trying to work out who to put in the forwards, where to play the speedster, and, you know, what to do with the sidestepper. So you cast your eye across the whole health environment, and it's so vital that we do. Thanks for the explanation. It's cool. So, yeah. And I even liked your reference to a Swiss Army knife. Yours is an overview there, and you touched on a kaupapa Carlton early in your corridor about recruitment and retention at a time where we're seeing issues in both in the wider health context and particularly in Māori. I know there are issues that do need some serious consideration. What's some of what you'll be looking for here? Because ultimately, people have to enjoy their mahi and find it purposeful. That's how you'll retain them. But one of the jobs is recruiting them. How important are these two aspects of the mahi you're going to be doing?
Yeah, so around recruitment. So why I really was keen and passionate to take this on is the wonderful thing about our Allied Health space is there's a ton of career options where whānau can change careers and come into health. And they don't need to go away necessarily to university. A lot of the jobs and career pathways have an assistant and apprenticeship sort of, I shouldn't use apprenticeship because it's not quite apprenticeship, but earn while you learn programs, so we can bring people in to health straight off the street and then grow them into different career pathways within Allied Health. And being able to train healthcare workers where you need healthcare workers is a vital part of fixing our broken health system. Because if we need to keep pulling our rangatahi and our people who want to come into health away from where they live to go to the major cities to train, to come back, what we see in that existing model is people go away to study and they don't return. So a really core focus that I've got is what can we grow where it's needed right now? So those are the things that right off the bat we're looking at is how do we build a Māori workforce? And that's not just about meeting the needs of the healthcare system. When we look at what makes people unhealthy, 80% of the drivers of poor health outcomes have nothing to do with the quality or the access to healthcare that you've got. They're to do with income, education, health knowledge, security of your community, they're the social economic determinants that push us there. What we know, and there's really good evidence around it, is creating Māori healthcare workers tackles those core issues that are driving Māori health outcomes to be poor. So when we create, in my mind, you create one Māori health worker, you lift that whānau. You improve the health of the people that are around them because they've got instant access to someone in the healthcare system that may be able to give them advice or, more importantly, can help them navigate the services that they need to get well and advocate well for them. So that's where I see that recruitment piece being probably the linchpin of this change of direction for our healthcare system.
We're all thrilled that we've got an opportunity after 200 years of being dictated to by non-Māori interests in the health field and the deplorable status of Māori health across much of that time, Carlton. Finally, we have a chance to get the keys to the car, so to speak. And I think we all understand that Takawhai Ora is in its infancy and with success will grow the way that it is funded and resourced. But that still remains a challenge. And those who opt to work for Te Takawhai Ora, I'm assuming many will be proudly Māori and want to contribute to the greater good. So they come with some mana of their own, aside from what the organisation offers. How will the way that Te Takawhai Ora and the allied health associated with it work that is significantly different to the mainstream approaches of Te Whatu Ora?
So I guess there's three parts to that answer. One is really around what sits in and directly in Te Takawhai Ora. What are the things that we will do, direct initiatives, you know, creating a space for allied health to come in and talk to us and giving them an ear. So I think that one of the parts of it is really purely about Te Takawhai Ora, growing our own staff, creating a space for our Māori clinicians to come in and say, this needs to be fixed in allied health. And so we've got a safe space for people to start telling us what's really going on. Because, you know, the issue with having 80 different health professions that sort of have long sat in allied health, and they've all got their own associations. And I should point out, some of these are really big groups of workforce, you know, in the thousands, you know, your physios, your occupational therapists, your pharmacists, your social workers, psychologists, psychotherapists, Tamia, we're talking about big groups who've sort of sat in this homogenous group called allied health. And a lot of people, when you say allied health, have no idea what we're talking about. Each one of them has a mana of their own. And so one of the key roles for Te Takawhai Ora is making sure that the mana of each of those professions is being respected and that the things that need to be addressed in their space are tackled. Now, that's a big undertaking, but we have to do it. This isn't an optional, this is a must. So there's that part that Te Takawhai Ora needs to play in creating a space where they are given a voice to help drive change in their space. The second part, and a key part of what we're doing, is looking at what's being commissioned and rolled out by Te Whatu Ora with a critical eye to say, how are you growing the Māori workforce? How is what you're proposing going to improve Māori health outcomes? How are you going to report that back and show us that it's working? So for all New Zealanders, Te Takawhai Ora's role is really looking at, is what we're doing now working? If not, why not? How can we make it work? And I guess the wonderful thing in my role is I'm looking after such a broad spectrum of clinicians, and I've got the ability to have all these wonderful different professionals coming to me and telling me what is happening and those that are working with me, so we can start looking at where are the opportunities, where are the bright points, how can we grow what is good, and how can we stop what is bad? Because I think those are that's sort of the second part of the picture, is what is Te Whatu Ora doing. And the third part of all of this is measuring and reporting back to Māori on what we are doing and what is happening. Because, as you say, it does feel like it's in its infancy. And I've never worked with a more dedicated group of people in my life, and bearing in mind I've come out of working in the rescue helicopter and emergency space, where you work with incredibly dedicated human beings who literally put their life on the line for others every day. These people are working the longest hours I've ever seen, because we're not here because it's a job, we're here because this is a calling, and we really need to right the ship. As you've said, it's been too long before we've had this opportunity, and to my mind, this isn't a once-in-a-generation or a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I think this is a one-time opportunity to actually change the way we do things. So everyone's trying to grab it with both hands as tightly as we can to start moving the health system in the right direction. So, that third part is really being accountable to Māori, because that's why we're here, to make sure that we're doing what they want. And for me, in oral and in allied health, it's about how am I working with my groups, how am I working for my community. And, you know, when people ask me, what are you doing about insert problem here, I've turned my mind to it and I care about it, and there's been thought, there's been effort, there's been love put into coming up with solutions around that.
Well, I wish you well with the work. As I said in our kōrero as well, we're all very hopeful that by going down this pathway, ultimately will improve the health of our people. And that's such an important mahi, and I'm pleased to have a guy as committed as you helping to keep the ship on course. Carlton Irving with us today, Chief Clinical Officer, Allied Health, at Te Aka Whai Ora. Thanks for joining us once again, Carlton. Look forward to a conversation again soon. Māori ora kākoe.
Aye. Tēnā koe. Me whiokie. Tākiki.
You're 603. Thanks to Carlton.